We had in the previous mission that in certain cases, when you find a kever in a place that we did not know before, that there were kfaros there, you would have to inspect in each direction 20 amas for other kfaros in the vicinity. Now this mission explains how the inspection was carried out. When you inspect for kfaros, you would dig up soil an amma by an amma. You dig up that soil and inspect for a kever. And then you would skip an amma. And then you would inspect the next amma by an amma. Skip the next amma until you get to 20 ammas. As kfaros are generally placed an amma apart, so therefore you don't have to inspect all the soil up to 20 ammas. You can check every other amma. Achihumagia lusela olibisu. When you check an amma by an amma for a kever, you would dig all the way down until you reach a rock or virgin soil that has never been dug up. When a person is inspecting for grapes, and he digs up the soil, and he leaves the dirt on the side, and a kohen would come and remove that soil, the kohen who removed that soil can eat truma. Dimo here refers to truma. As the pasuk calls dema truma, as the pasuk says, milei atzcha v'dimacha lo ta'acha, and dimacha is referring to truma. Now, dema literally means a mixture. As before we are mafrit, the truma is mixed together with the rest of the tefillah, so therefore, truma is referred to as dema. Now, a kohen is not allowed to eat truma bituma. A kohen that's tamei is not allowed to eat truma. And a kohen is not allowed to become tamei to a mace at all. So therefore, certainly l'chatzkila, a kohen should not be the one doing the inspection. And he should not remove the soil that's dug up. And maybe there are kfaros in the vicinity. But since, when we expected for kfaros, we did not find any kfaros, even though we have a suspicion that there might be kfaros in the vicinity, if the kohen does go ahead and remove the soil that is dug up, we don't assume that that kohen is tameh, and therefore he can go ahead and eat truma. A kohen that is trying to excavate somebody who is stuck and trapped under a heap of stones. And we don't know if the person who is stuck under the heap of stones has died. And the kohen is on top of the heap of stone trying to excavate the person, he is not allowed to eat truma. As maybe the person who is trapped has already died. And when the kohen tried to excavate him, maybe when he was on top of the heap of stones, he was directly above the mace and therefore would become tameh. As the tuma would penetrate the heap of stones and be metame, anybody's on top of the heap of stones, as a confined tuma breaks through and is metame anybody or any cow that's directly above it. So since possibly the kohen has become tameh, he would not be allowed to eat truma. This mission is again discussing what we discussed in the previous mission. Somebody has found kfaros and is obligated to inspect 20 amas in each direction to see if there are any other kfaros in the vicinity. And he was going ahead and carrying out the inspection. If during the inspection, before he inspected 20 amas, he reached a river or a stream or a public path, a path that is used by the public, in such a case he no longer has to inspect. He can stop his inspection. He doesn't have to check on the other side of the Nachal Shlulis or Derech HaRabim, even though he has not yet reached 20 amas. The reason being that since certainly Mason were not buried under the river, stream, or Derech HaRabim, so even if there was a basic forest in the vicinity, this certainly would have been the end of the basic forest, so therefore there's no longer any reason to continue carrying out his inspection. Sada Shinergu Baharugin. Malakit Etzem Etzem Bahakolto. A field in which there were people that were murdered there. And these people were never buried. The person would gather up the bones. And everything is taught. He does not have to take any dirt together with the bones. Even though normally, when you move a maze and rebury him, you have to take some of the dirt from the kever. But in this case, since these people were murdered, and therefore there is no need to take any soil with them, and that is a din, that only somebody who died in the normal way is there a din that you have to take soil from the kever with them. And even according to the Rambam who holds that even somebody who's murdered, when you rebury him, you have to take some of the soil with them. But in this case, since the people were never buried in the first place, there is no din to take any soil with them, so therefore you can gather up the bones and bury them elsewhere. And so too, there's no need to carry out any inspections in the vicinity to see if there are any other kfaros And since these people were murdered and never buried, we have no reason to assume there's anybody else buried in the vicinity. Hamasane Kibro Mitosadeo. Malakid Etemetzem Bakaltar. Somebody who's removing a kever from his field. Somebody who buried a mace in his field temporarily. He had in mind that he was going to move the kever somewhere else. In such a case, he would gather up the bones and everything else is taught. He doesn't have to take any of the soil with him. And since in this case, the person was buried with explicit dots to move the person and rebury him somewhere else. So therefore, there is no din that you have to take soil together with the mace when you rebury him. And that which you have to take soil is only if possibly the person was buried with the mind to keep the person there. But in this case, he explicitly had a mind to remove the person and rebury him, so therefore, there's no need to take any soil when you rebury the mason. Certainly, there's no need to carry out any inspection to see if there are any other mason buried in the vicinity, as we have no reason to assume that anybody else was buried here, since this person who was buried here was buried, al-das, to move him somewhere else. Boy Shematilin Lutosha Nefalim Oharukin. Malakit Etzem Etzem Ba'akolto. A well in which miscarried children or murdered people have been thrown into that well. In such a case, when you remove the people from that well, you can gather out the bones and everything else is taught. You don't have to take any soil with them. And even though normally, when you remove somebody and rebury somewhere else, you have to take soil with them. In this case, this isn't a normal way to bury somebody, to just throw them into a bore. So it's as if the people were never buried, so there is no din that you have to take any soil with them, so therefore you just gather up the bones and everything else is taught. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, in Mitzkinu Lekever Mitchila Yesh Lo Tfusa. Rabbi Shimon argues in these last two cases, somebody is removing a kever from his field, that somebody buried somebody in his field, Abdah, to move and rebury the person somewhere else. And in the second case, where miscarried children or murdered people were thrown into a well, Rabbi Shimon holds that these cases, you do have to take some soil when you move the mason and rebury them somewhere else. And according to Rabbi Shimon, any time you have buried somebody, even though you buried him, Adas, to remove him, or you buried him by just throwing him into a well, even though that's not a normal way of burying him, we still have a din of tavusa that you have to take some of the soil from the kever together with the maize when you rebury.